You're listening to the Who Cares News for Friday, February 7th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Sunday's the Oscars, of course. Everybody wants to be an actor.
Of course. Well, including me.
Including you, right? You've always said you've got your thing. You've got your speech ready for one day when you win your Oscar.
Yes.
Well, I've got the top reasons why your acting career hasn't taken off this morning.
One, I've done nothing about it.
Well, okay. Here we go. Some fun stuff. Your fan club consists of your grandma and your dog. Check that. Your dog just dropped out. Just MoMA. You went to Harvey Weinstein's hotel room and he kept his robe on the whole time. I love that one. Let's just say you put the meth in method acting.
Gosh, these are horrible.
They are horrible. You're a woman over 25, so Hollywood will only cast you as a grandmother.
Yes.
It's not very funny. It's kind of sad, really, when you think about it. Sad emoji. When you auditioned for Quentin Tarantino, you refused to show him your feet. Oh, that guy's got a foot fetish, let me tell you. You're a proud student of the Sandler method.
What's that?
That's the Adam Sandler method. You know, you're not going to win an Oscar for
that. Oh, okay.
Even Fran Drescher finds your voice annoying.
Oh. Yeah,
that's pretty bad. Dude. And at your last audition, you met Kristen Stewart and got hopelessly sucked into her charisma vacuum. There you go. Top
First
reasons.
Off, Harvey Weinstein would have kept his robe on. Quentin Tarantino would never have cast me for my feet.
Yeah. Mm.
However, I would have never been sucked into her charisma. Kristen Stewart's charisma.
Of course not. Of course
never.
Not.
Yeah, I would just be staring at her front
charisma.
Teeth the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Her front bunny teeth.
All right. It is time
Bunnies.
For the Who Cares News. Well, what's going on this lovely Friday morning?
And I let her know that, hey, Easter's coming. Kudake fans will no longer be able to keep up with Sophia Richie on the small screen.
Oh, say it's not so.
Oh, shucky darn.
Say it's not so.
Speaking recently to Entertainment Tonight, Scott Disick's 21-year-old girlfriend,
oh my
and
God.
They're still together, yes.
I know, right?
But now she's legal to drink.
When it didn't matter when she wasn't legal to drink. He still plowed her with liquor, I'm sure.
Well, he's just lucky she was over the statutory age.
Yeah, that's true.
Dating.
Oh, yeah, true. What a fine example to set for your sons.
I'm telling you.
You know, to date somebody that's underage.
Mm-hmm.
Such an example.
Mm-hmm.
That and of course, you know, partying in Aspen with a hot tub full of women. That's also a very good,
also good. Yes.
Role model mm-hmm. for your sons. Things that Scott Disick has done and publicly.
How old is he? He's in his late 30s?
Yeah, something like that.
Old, he's technically old enough to be your father.
Yeah, a young father.
So.
A very young father.
Now, she revealed that she will not be on Keeping Up with the Kardashians next season because
I'm so disappointed.
She's so choosing disappointed. To focus on her acting career instead.
What? Oh, my God.
I want to get into acting, Sophia says. I feel like for a while I kind of held back on things because I was afraid of failure. But 2020 is the year of no fear.
Oh, God.
I'm going to be doing acting stuff really soon.
Really soon? Okay, Sophia.
Acting stuff.
Really soon.
Yeah.
She's got a crystal ball or she's waiting or.
Well, I don't know.
She's trying to get somebody to buy her way in.
But she wants us to know she's going to be doing acting stuff really soon. Really soon.
Really soon.
Acting stuff.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so we heard it here.
You heard it
and
here.
And now we just wait with. With excitement and our bated breath.
I knew there was something wrong with your breath this morning.
So she's no stranger to the spotlight.
No.
Daughter
no,
of Lionel Richie.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Diana Alexander.
Yeah.
She's a younger sister to Nicole Richie, but now she wants to forge her own path.
Oh, jeez.
Doing acting stuff.
Real soon. Sophia, See you real soon. Sure we will.
Hey, earlier this week, Matthew Perry tweeted that there was big news coming. And yesterday, he joined Instagram.
That's the big news?
I don't think that was the big news.
No?
But, you know, you might think so.
No?
He was the last holdout on the social media thing.
From all the friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if that was the actual thing, we'd kind of be let down. A new report says the Friends reunion special on HBO Max is happening.
What? Wait.
Yes.
Wait. Come on, you guys. Don't toy with us.
All six main cast members are taking part.
No, this had better be true. Not toy with us there, Warner Brothers, HBO Max. You said a week ago, no deal. It's off. Nothing's happening. And now all of a sudden, what?
Well, the report is they'll be getting $3 to $4 million each. So my guess it's on. So Matthew Perry has not posted any photos on Instagram so far.
What? So how do you do that? You get an Instagram account and you don't post?
Well, maybe.
I don't think I've ever seen that. Where it says how many posts you've got. Usually it's a lot of posts and very few followers compared to the amount of posts you've got.
Maybe. Yeah. Since he realizes that he truly is going back on.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the cast is looking, they're okay. He might be getting some work done and doesn't want to,
he's not ready. He's not ready for his close-up.
I'm full of theories.
Not ready for his Instagram close-up. Yeah. Yes, you are, as usual.
So Lisa Kudrow was the first to share on Matt's account.
Oh,
she's
like
a cute
Lisa.
Little throwback. I love her.
Yeah.
Bebe Buffet. Cute little throwback picture of the two of them at a party back in the 90s. And she captioned it with, "Finally, yay! Can't believe my eyes! My eyes!" Welcome to Instagram.
You know who's on Instagram? I don't need to tell you this. In fact, I'm not even going to tell you this.
You don't.
Because she posts every couple of days. I mean, this is interesting.
Berry.
Now, so,
please come help me.
Halle Berry, who obviously wants to get noticed because the kind of things she posts on Instagram, I'm not going to say they're ready for prime time. You know, she's usually half clothed. You know,
yes.
she's hidden. You know, she's not showing anything. Uh-huh. She's, you know, they're sexy pictures.
Maybe they're considered sexy. Artistic.
Oh yeah, that's it. Yeah,
hey,
that's
there's
it.
A
it's
thing,
art.
And
sure.
I don't even understand this.
She is.
It's
art.
Called what artistic artistic porn or something.
Art what?
No, it's artistic photos of naked people, but it's considered art.
Really? I don't think I don't think that's a subject on YouPorn. We'll have to find out. We'll get back to you on that one.
Do
art.
Some research.
When you type in art, I wonder what the hell comes up. all right, we're out of here.
They sell it on Amazon.
Okay. All right. Well, if you say so. Back with you Monday morning with more frivolities. Have a great weekend. And
that's all the news you can care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.